This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern flying a little bit solo today in studio. Times have changed a little bit, and we will see how this goes. I'm excited to talk to Tom Mainville. He is the president of Nary Milwaukee and the owner of Story Hill Renovations, and our special guest today, Lissa Makieski-Gabert. That married name, we're throwing that thing in there. Tom, I'm going to start with you. How are you doing today?
Good, man. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Boy, what a week we have had, don't you think?
Yeah, it's rapidly changing. Yeah, this radio show is strange. Work has been strange. Just the world in general has changed so much from you know, what we were doing last Saturday to what we're doing this Saturday that it's tough to keep up.
And Tom, that's the reason I wanted to have you on. You know, I wasn't sure when middle of the week how this was going to work, if I could have more than one caller on, if we were going to be able to do that. And Diane Nelson was going to be my co-host. But I asked you as the president of Nary to give us a couple of minutes today. I work as a sales guy here at Entercom with a number of Nary members and been in contact with all of them from, you know, Pella and Kern Electric, J&J Contractors, Creative Construction of Wisconsin, Bayview Shade and Blind, all these guys, and talking to them about their changing policy of how they're going to follow the guidelines to make sure that the people that they're going out to do work with, that they're following everything that they're supposed to be doing. And it's interesting because some of these guys said, look, we're as busy this week as we've ever been. And a couple other guys said, you know what, we've slowed down a little bit. We've had a number of cancellations, but our phone is still ringing. I think people have to understand that Nary members, we're open for business at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, it really depends on your client. It depends on what you do. You know, we are open for business, but we also are really, really conscientious of you know, kind of what's going on, you know. And you know, personally speaking, you know, in our business, you know, remodeling kitchens and baths, you know, right now we're kind of running skeleton crews, you know, through our jobs. You know, typically I have no more than two people at a job site. You know, we're conscientious of the client. I'm consistently reaching out, asking if everything's okay. We had a client stop a bathroom model, you know, middle of the week because, you know, she was in her you know, late 60s, early 70s, and there is a risk there.
You bet.
So I respectfully, you know, we shut the project down, and I, you know, talked to her at length on the phone yesterday and told her that, you know, I totally understand, and if there's anything we can do, I said, you know, I'll go get you some bread and a gallon of milk from the store, and I'll drop it off on your doorstep. If you need anything from us, you know, this is the time where I think we all have to band together.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me that's what you told her, Tom, and you and I have now been friends for a long time, and that doesn't surprise me at all. You know, it's interesting talking with like Jason from J&J Contractors. He said, look, a lot of what we're doing right now is exterior. So roofing and siding and things like that, you know, we're fine. We certainly can do a lot of stuff via email if the client doesn't want to have any personal contact. But we're still able to get out and do this kind of work along with a number of other people. You know, it's just funny because, like you said, a week ago, people were just going about their business and doing things the way we always have. And all of a sudden, you know, companies are learning to adjust, and it's only been a week, and it's going to be a lot longer. And I don't know, nobody knows how long. But I certainly know that the way we did things a week ago is not going to be the way that we're doing things for the next 8, 12, who knows, 16 weeks. And we all learn to adjust fairly quickly, similar to what we're, you know, I'm working from home right now, and that's really odd for me. You know, I'm used to getting up and getting here at the office between 7 and 7:30 and saying hello to everybody. And now it's just going into this computer room and trying to get things done. So I'm anxious to see how we as a community react to all this.
Yeah, I feel like we're kind of in the same boat, and I'm kind of, you know, just like you in terms of remodeling. You know, remodeling is a very emotional buy. And now our hand has kind of been forced to take that, a little bit of that emotion out of it, because we've got to do things virtually now, and do things, you know, not face to face. And that's tough, especially in remodeling. And, you know, we've totally redone our process this week. And like I said, it might change where we tweak some things next week. But, you know, to do the things that we're doing now, I told our staff that, you know, we're going to have to work twice as hard, because I said, you know, remodeling is an emotional buy, and now we're not going to get that face-to-face. So we're going to do more, you know, video conferencing. We're going to do more telephone calls. You know, yesterday I called every one of my clients, and just not to find out about their projects, but just to see how they are first. And then we'll talk about your project. But, you know, we're really going to have to stay in tune. And I agree with you, too. Like, I feel that, you know, we might be changing some stuff that we're doing. And you know what? It might be for the better. It might be things you're discovering with your process that go, well, you know, I actually could do this, and this works out pretty well. So I think we got to look for silver linings in what we're doing, and just kind of, you know, I keep telling people we just got to roll with this.
Hey, Tom, last question for you, and then we're going to get to our special guest, and I'm going to cut you loose. I know you got a lot of things going today. But Nary, Milwaukee, I know that we've had to shut down the tour of remodel homes and the soiree, and that's not going to happen this year, correct?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, we met on Wednesday, and, you know, honestly, for the safety of our members, for the safety of everyone around and what's going on, and there's just a few too many things going on and some uncertainties where we just couldn't justify having that tour as close as to, you know, maybe when this breaks or maybe when it doesn't, you know, and we can't work on the maybes with that tour, especially because we got a lot of homeowners and remodelers that
right.
commit to that, you know, that tour. So yeah, everything for April and May have been shut down. You know, we do that cancer house, which, you know, we talked about, hey, we still want to do something for Aurora Cancer Care. So, you know, we're all going to put our heads together and see what we can do possibly towards the end of summer. But yeah, for right now, everything as it relates to Nary is kind of shut down. But, you know, all the girls in the office are still available remotely, and we're there for our members, and we're anything that we can do for our members, we're trying to do at this point.
Hey, Tom, two things on that. When you guys figure out, and if I could be involved with that, let me know. That Aurora Cancer Care House, the money that we've raised for them, I just think the world of the people that are working over there, and the doctor that we had in studio either last year or the year before. The only time that anybody has ever cried on the Nary show is when she came in and talked about it's just amazing, Tom. And so if once you guys figure that out, if I can be involved in it, please let me know. If I can promote it in any way, please let me know, because what I'd hate is for them to go without the money that we are going to raise for them.
Absolutely. You know, we want to keep that head of steam going. You know, you've been familiar with what we've been doing there, and we've you know, doubled our contribution every year. So we really want to keep that train moving. So, and you know, this year might be a little speed bump, but let's not make it a speed bump. You know, let's just, we're postponing it, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen.
Yep. Not canceling it. And NaryMilwaukee.org. You know, for any information that you need about Nary, any remodelers, if you want to call them and find out what their process is now, You want to call them and say, hey, look, I'm concerned about this, but I still, look, I'm going to be home here the next couple of weeks, and I've wanted to at least get, you know, a new door on my garage or a roof on my garage or whatever it is. You know, call, go to NaryMilwaukee.org, find the remodeler that you're looking for, and call them. Because they'll pick up the phone and they'll call you back and they'll say, hey, you know what? This is what our policy is now. And see if you're comfortable with them. And trust me, you can get pretty comfortable talking to somebody on the phone. And if it's whether it's a video conference or just a phone call or emails back and forth, you'll get a pretty good feel on what you need. Hey, Tom Mainville, thank you very much for a couple of minutes. And I said, look, I needed you on here because I need you to be nimble. And you were like, man, I don't know if I'm nimble anymore, but.
My kids keep me nimble.
Yeah, so. Yes, they do. He is Tom Mainville. He is the owner of Story Hill Renovations and the president of Nary Milwaukee. I appreciate your time. Let's get to our special guest. Alyssa, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I really appreciate your willingness to do this via the phone, and I miss seeing you in person, that's for sure. Couple of things. Congratulations. I can start calling you Gabert now, can I?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
February 1st, we decided to tie the knot.
Good for you. Well, congratulations, and tell Matt that I'll kick this coverage a little bit, so that's awesome. And how are things going over at AB&K? You know, we talked a little bit on the phone, went back and forth as far as some emails, and I appreciate all the information that you and Tracy were able to send me. But kind of like Tom over at Story Hill Renovations, some changes at AB&K are certainly either coming or they have came, right?
Correct. This week we've sat down a few times with not only like the designers, but management. We've all sat down and threw out ideas what obviously is going to be the safest for both employees and our clients. And obviously we're keeping and listening to what the CDC says. You know, we're practicing the social distancing, washing our hands, disinfecting all of our horizontal surfaces before we open for the day, after any type of presentation, before we leave, just trying to eliminate. We've also been keeping our showrooms to, you know, no more than 10 people in a showroom at a time. All of us designers have been more or less working from home unless we have some showroom time. We always at least have one designer at the showroom at any given time. But a lot of us have been working more from home and coming in for appointments and whatnot. And then especially on our installation side, we've been amping up what we do. We're trying to, you know, limit the amount of people that are within the home. We're doing the heavy-duty plastic with the zipper doors and walk-off mats to help contain contaminants, and just making sure that if anybody doesn't feel well, that we're not having them in or someone's home or inside of the showroom. And it's been different.
It has. And, you know, I don't know if it'll ever become the norm for us, but right. I think week two will be easier than week one, and week three will be easier than week two. And we'll learn a lot from what happened week one, make some adjustments week two, and then and so on. You know, I've had young kids in my house. They're now grown, and they, you know, I have grandkids, but they're at their own houses. But certainly with Olivia and Ava at home, it's got to be kind of interesting, right? You get to be able to focus and work a little bit, but you get a chance to see them as well.
Yes, a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old does not always make work life the easiest. I really enjoy that I can 9 out of 10 times get them to take a nap at the same time, and I do a lot of things after they go to bed for the night.
Well, and you know what? I'm wondering if you'll agree with me or not on this, but there are some times when I'm sure that you're the mom during the day, but to be able to spend a couple of minutes with them and hang out with them a little bit certainly kind of refreshes you a little bit, might give you more ideas, and you're working different hours. I know that you're not working less because you guys do so much work at AB&K and how hard you guys work. So I know that you're not working less, but is there something to be said about being able to take a break and hanging out a little bit with Olivia and Ava that refresh you and then right back at it?
Yes, because Anna, before everything, you know, started changing and happening, there would be times I would be at my desk at the office and I would see their pictures and I'd be missing them. Now I can just look in the living room and there they are and I can spend those couple extra minutes because they're small for just a short time and I'm really valuing this time that I can actually spend a little bit extra time with them and hold them a little closer because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you really don't. You really don't. We are talking with Alyssa Machieski Gabert. I think that's close, and I'm as close as I'm going to get, I believe. I might just
good.
That was pretty good. Yeah, I've been practicing all morning. abnk.com. Their phone number is 414-329-1882. Check them out. Check out their website, their Facebook page, Instagram, Pinterest. You can find AB&K pretty much anywhere that you need. They're located in Greenfield on South 108th Street. But go to their website, and we're going to talk to Alyssa a little bit more kind of about her background. She hasn't been in as my special guest for a while, but she's been doing this in this industry for over 13 years. And I've got a couple of questions for her. But understand that the way they go to business now at AB&K is different. They practice social distancing. They're washing their hands. They're doing all the things the CDC is telling them to do. So they are open for business, 414-329-1882. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, Sam Schmitz, the producer. The only two of us in studio. This is totally different, but I think it's good. It's really good. In fact, we are joined by she has been a designer. She's been in the business for 13 years with AB&K. I don't think the whole time with AB&K, but she's been there a bit. Alyssa Machieski Gabert. Alyssa, how long have you been with AB&K?
I've been with AB&K for 2 years.
2 years.
Actually, next week will be 2 years.
Congratulations. 13 years total. Hey, how has the business, in your view, changed over the years?
Well, let's just say I graduated my interior design program in December of 2007.
Oh, my. Okay.
Probably the best time ever to graduate in the construction industry. But I made it through, and here I am. So I've been through pretty much every up and down that you can imagine within that time. So I still love it. It's a passion of mine, and like I said, I'm still here.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if you could have started at a worse time. You know, who knows?
Right.
Who knows where this goes? Where we are right now? You know, 4 months from now would be, if we're continuing on this path, would be a really kind of a bad time as well. But certainly back when you did, you're going to be able to teach a lot of people lessons on how to stay afloat in this industry.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is something.
Keep evolving.
Yeah, you really have to, right? And I would assume that you have to always kind of be on top of new trends, on different things that are out there. How do you keep on top of that kind of stuff, Alyssa?
Well, I keep my eyes open, my ears open, and I focus more on what my customers and my clients really want. I tend to listen to what their needs are and then start doing my research on how to provide them whatever it is that they're looking for. If their biggest concern is storage, I figure out how to grant that for them. Or if they want something that looks like it's coming out of a magazine, then every single person's a little bit different. So one person's priorities is not going to be the same as the next.
Right.
So that's one of my biggest things is I'm always actually listening to the customer and figuring out what their biggest needs are. And then I do my job behind the scenes to make all of those happen. So something that's trendy for one person isn't going to be trendy for the next. And I completely understand that. So, but otherwise, I'm always looking at different media sources that are, you know, coming out with the newest, coolest new thing. And then pretty much anything I can get my hands on, I'm always looking at, you know, magazines, websites, TV, you know, everything has a little bit of a, you know, a say into trends. So I really kind of, like I said, just keep my eyes and ears open.
Hey, listen, you can't go to a housewarming party to a house that you haven't been to without stopping and looking at all of it, right? I mean, you don't just walk in, take your coat off and go and grab a soda, a water, glass of wine, whatever it is you drink, without stopping and just kind of taking a look, right?
Right. And that started from a really young age. My mom used to pick on me when I was just probably like 5 or 6, when we would go into a restaurant. I would always seem to have to go to the bathroom just so I can see how they did their bathroom.
Wow. So you knew at an early age this was for you. Hey, I read a quote.
Yes.
I read a quote from you, and I'm going to read it. And I think it really goes to what you had just said about listening and watching. And Alyssa, this is a quote from her. I believe a room design should reflect its intended purpose or use. That's why I listen carefully to how my clients actually live and work in their spaces before I start creating designs for them. And I like that because it's not a cookie cutter approach that you have. It's not, well, look, I did a house 3 doors down from that house, so I'm going to take the same design that I did there and bring it to them because it's the same neighborhood and they're probably going to like it. What your deal is you sit and listen actually how the client lives and work in their spaces before you start even in your mind creating any kind of designs for them.
Correct.
I think
it's very, very important.
Yeah, I do too because I don't know if there are other people in your industry that do it that way. I would think that some do and some don't. But I like that because there's no, when you walk into somebody's house, it's always a clean slate in your mind.
Correct.
Hey, let's talk a little bit, if we can. There are, with what's going on in our society, I really like the idea of, and you had sent this to me, and I did a bunch of research on it. And there was an article on Houzz called 7 Things to Consider If You Find Yourself Working from Home. And there's a lot of us now, including you and me, that are working from home. And I think this article tells us a lot and it has really good ideas on making sure that if you want to be productive when you're working at home, that there's some things that we can really do. And there are certain things that they talk about that if you're in this category where you're working from home, and number one is stake out your spot. And if you don't have a spot in your home and you want to have one designed for you, then certainly AB and K, and I would give Alyssa a call and say, hey, look, I heard you on the radio, and this is exactly what's going on for me. In fact, I'll tell you what happened for me, Alyssa, the first day that we were told, which is Monday, that we had to work from home. I took out all my stuff and I set it up in the kitchen. And at about, I don't even know, mid-morning sometime, I had the door closed. My wife works from home upstairs. And she walked right in and turned on the oven. I said, excuse me, what are you doing? And she goes, what? I said, you can't just burst into my office like this. You can't use the oven in my office. I don't want my office nice and so warm. And she's like, yeah, whatever. And so I realized that was not the space that I was going to be most productive. So I moved everything the next day back into the computer room where we have it. And it's a smaller space that is kind of like a sports room anyway, which I'm most comfortable in. And realized that was my space. So, and I think you would agree that this number one spot is to stake out your space and your spot in your home.
I agree 100%. I've got my computer space set up. My husband's got his computer space set up. And then actually right now I'm in my car because having a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old, there's no actual quiet place you can go away. But we have our own little spaces, and the girls know that that's mommy and daddy's spot, and you need to stay away.
Hey, what does Matt do?
He owns a landscape and lawn care company.
And so he's working from home as well, but is he being affected as much in his industry? Because everything is outdoor for him, correct?
Right. No, he's very lucky. As of right now, he's still able to get out and do, you know, spring cleanups and start getting everything put together. And I know that he's been kind of doing the same thing, social distancing with his employees and doing a lot more over, you know, the phone and computer-wise with interacting with his clients, too. So it's changed a little bit, but not drastically.
What is the name of his company, Alyssa?
Superior Landscape Management.
Superior Landscape Management. You know why we're doing that? Because he's at home listening to you right now. And he's, you know what? He's got Olivia and he's got Ava, and he's like, man, she better get off the air soon. Hey, Matt, I'm sorry to tell you, but she's my guest for the entire hour. Hopefully she told you that. It's Superior Landscape Management is the name?
Correct.
Matt, thank you so much for giving Alyssa this hour, because I know that a 3-year-old and certainly a 4-month-year-old are man, they're active. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get to number 2, 7 things to consider if you find yourself working from home. Again, number 1 is stake out your spot. And both Alyssa and I completely agree with that. Number 2 is work first and worry about errands later. And that's hard. When you're not used to working from home, things pop in your head like, man, if I better get to the grocery store and maybe that truck delivered some toilet paper or something. And so worrying about the errands later is really important. Work first, worry about errands later.
Correct. What I've been doing with that one is just keeping a pad of paper, and anything that pops up in my head that it's like, oh, we got to do this, or we got to run to the store for this, or anything like that, I just make my list. So I feel like I'm tackling that task, but I'm still focused on the actual task at hand at that moment.
Yeah, that is really important.
It's a very one of those things that I had to learn quickly, because just like you said, I just kept popping up and realizing there was a million other things, you know, popping in my head that we needed to do to make sure that we have everything on hand just in case. And so I've been making lots of lists.
Yeah, I have. Well, I think my wife is probably doing more of that. What I realized for me, and I used to work out of our home years and years ago, and did pretty well with that company, but didn't have that, realize exactly what I needed to do to start the day strong. So I'm just keeping the same routine where I get in the shower sometime between 6:30 and 6:45. You know, I'm getting dressed just like I'm going to the office. And then I'm taking the 2 steps from our bedroom over to this little computer room. And then I'm starting my day. And I think that for me, works really, really well. I know other people can pop out and wash their face, brush their teeth, and walk into the room. I need to do a couple of things to make sure that I'm ready for that. We are talking with Alyssa Makiewski-Gabert. She is APNK. She's been an award-winning designer. She's been in this industry for 13 years, coming up on 2 years with AB&K. You can go to abnk.com or give them a call, 414-329-1882. Check out their website, abnk.com, Facebook page, Instagram, Pinterest, all of the above. And again, she can answer any questions for you. If you give her a call on Monday, call the office and they will get a hold of her to call you back. Anything we're talking about here, or if you just want to talk to her about, look, we're going to be at home and we want to, you know, talk to you guys about redoing a part of our bath, part of our kitchen, and let's go through the guidelines and the steps in that and see if we're comfortable, because AB&K is open for business and they're willing to help, and might be a good time to get on their calendar. Again, abnk.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my special guest this week. She is Alyssa Machieski-Gabert. She is with AB&K. She is an award-winning designer. Been with AB&K 2 years now, almost 2 years, anniversary coming up. Hey, before we get back to what we're talking about, seven things to consider if you find yourself working from home. During the break, Alyssa, we're talking a little bit about AB&K is starting a, they're launching a new service to be able to do some virtual type work, correct?
Correct. So within the next week here, we're actually launching a new virtual way to start our remodeling projects, just because there are a lot of people that aren't, you know, doesn't want to necessarily start in the showroom or have us come out, but we want to at least start the process. So with this technology, we can start to work together to create those measurements and get our clients' ideas and kind of create a budget price for what they're thinking for within their space, which is really cool because we don't even really need to start inside of the house right now. Just to give everybody a peace of mind, and we're all really very excited about it.
Hey, Alyssa, would you agree with Tom Mainville, who was on in the first segment, where he said, look, this is forcing us to do things obviously a different way, but we're going to learn that maybe some of the things that we are forced to do now are really a good way to go to business and go and do business, that once this thing kind of plays itself out and we get back to some sort of normal reality, that we're going to be able to learn and continue to do some of the things that we were forced to do in a time like this. And the virtual design and way for you guys to utilize technology to work together and create, like you said, measurements and get ideas and create a budget might be something you guys will continue after we get back to normal.
Exactly. Even without, you know, the outbreak and everything that's going on right now, people's lives are ever-changing, and technology has been, you know, more prominent than ever before. So being able to give that extra tool to some of our customers are really going to, you know, help. And they might have, you know, different work schedules, or they might be on third shift or second shift and make it a little bit more difficult to, you know, connect. And this is a great way we can start and really service all of our clients.
Hey, Alyssa, you know what hasn't changed? If you hated your bathroom 10 days ago and you hated your kitchen or your master bath, your bedroom, your basement, that hasn't changed. In fact,
no, you might hate it a little bit more now.
That's where I was going with this. You might even hate it more. You may have thought, boy, I need some help here. You know what? My office, what I thought was my office, but I never had to work from home. So I've got my laundry in there. I've got my, you know, my workout equipment in there. It's anything but an office, and I hate it. You know, it now would be, especially with you guys getting this new technology and being able to do some of this, especially for you designers from AB&K virtually, that hasn't changed. You still hate your kitchen, you hate your bathroom, you hate
exactly.
Your... So I would, look, the way to do this is give Alyssa a call next week. Monday would be the time, I think, to call them at AB&K. You can go to their website, abnk.com. Their phone number is 414-329-1182, 329-1182, and be one of the first clients to get involved with this and ask her a little bit more about some of the questions that you have. And trust me, she will, as she says on that quote that I gave you early in the show, she will listen to how you utilize that space, how you live in that space, and then be able to work with you on making the changes that you were hoping to make. Getting back real quick to the seven things to consider if you find yourself working from home. Number three, let me go through the first two real quick so you don't forget. Stake out your spot, which both Alyssa and I really agree that that's super important. Number two, work first. Worry about errands later. And the great tip that I think Alyssa gave was when she thinks about the errands, she writes them down. She jots them down and says, okay, I'll get to those when my day ends. I don't know. Look, she's an award-winning designer, and she's got two little kids, a three-year-old and a four-month-year-old. And I don't know if her day really ever ends, but if it does, she then gets back to trying to get those errands done. Number three is think about your back, your feet, and your shoulders. And they talk about, look, make sure that you invest in maybe a standing desk or create your own, and make sure that you pick a back-friendly chair. Make sure that you know, you stand up and stretch every once in a while, similar to probably what you do in the office. But when you're at home, you might not think about going down the hall to talk to somebody. You might not think about walking outside. So this is really important. Think about your back, feet, and shoulders.
I agree with that statement. You got to have a good chair, good support, and it's nice to get out. Like you were saying before, I value the time with my little ones, so we try to get out when the weather is nice to go for a quick walk just to loosen up a little bit, which is actually very refreshing.
You bet. And that whole, you know, don't forget about your exercise routine. And if you haven't started an exercise routine, you know, this might be a perfect time for you to do that. I know I've started mine. The tough part for this is the place I go, I think, is about to close down for a while, and I'll have to go to a plan B or a plan C to continue. Number four on this list of seven things to consider if you find yourself working from home is make friends with your postal worker or delivery person. So that way you know, take the time to let your local postal worker, delivery person in your neighborhood know that you're now working from home, especially if your work involves a lot of envelopes and packages, so that they know that you're working from home if they have any questions. I think we should do that anyway, and I'm not sure that I've been the best at that, but I think that's probably an important point.
I agree. They've been work, especially, you know, with online shopping and whatnot, they've been working overtime lately.
Oh, boy.
Making sure that everybody gets their deliveries and the essentials that people can't maybe go out to the store and get. So especially now, a good thank you will probably bring a smile to their face.
Yeah, it'll go a long way. We are talking to Alyssa Makieski-Gabert. She is with AB&K. Again, they're located in Greenfield on Highway 100, 3636 South 108th Street. You can find them on their website at abnk.com, Facebook page, Instagram, and Pinterest, or give them a call at 414-329-1882. 329-1882. And if you're just joining us, AB&K is open for business. And they have taken this week to kind of tweak their policies and how they're doing things. And in fact, they're going to be starting this whole virtual way of being able to give you a quote, take a look at your space, create a budget, create measurements, get ideas. And that's coming very soon. Do you know when that's going to be ready to go?
I know when we were talking yesterday, we are hoping to have it by early to mid this coming week. So
okay. Wow, soon then. Boy, yep. that's
few days.
Yeah, that's awesome. And again, give Alyssa a call if you want to be one of the first to be involved in that. And what we're going through is seven things to consider if you find yourself working from home, which is a lot of us. A lot of us are doing that. Number five is pump the brakes on social media. Social media can be an absolute poison if you don't limit yourself. It's definitely good to stay on top of the news during these uneasy times, but if you allow yourself to be sucked into endless posts, you might look up at the clock and discover you've lost 3 or 4 hours of each day. And you know what? I enjoy being on Facebook every once in a while, taking a look at what my family's doing and things like that. But if you start getting caught in there, you can find yourself, you know, 30, 45 minutes taking a look at a lot of this stuff. And I think that's a great point as far as pumping the brakes on social media, making sure that you're doing your work and utilizing maybe some spare time, you know, in the evening or at night to get more into social media.
I agree. Unless you're looking at your kitchen and baths ideas,
right?
To work with me, then spend a couple extra minutes. There.
Look at that, Alyssa. You're right on that. We look if you're during the day if you're going to work with Alyssa and you're looking to you still hate your bathroom. You hated it 2 weeks ago, and nothing's changed with that. Then you go on some social media and take a look at how you want to change it. Do that during your break time. And you certainly have enough time. And then you give Alyssa a call again at AB&K. Go to their website, abnk.com. We're going to get the rest of these points. And these have been really interesting points to me. And we're going to get through them quickly in the fourth segment because I want to talk to you a little bit about the time now that you're going to be saving from driving to and from work. You can do some things at home to reorganize some things, and I want to ask you a couple of questions about that. Our special guest, and she's been great, and she is kind of the guinea pig for this Nary show, being everybody on the phone, and she has done really, really well. She's Alyssa Makieski-Gabert. You can reach out to her at 414-329-1882 or go to abnk.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hey, Alyssa, guess who texted me? Hey, Alyssa?
Yep.
Hey, guess who just sent me a text? She called herself a stage mom, Tracy Grosspeach. I love Tracy, by the way. She said, "Mike, I think you gave our phone number wrong, but this is what I wrote down: 329-1882, correct? 329-1882. So, Tracy, I apologize if I gave it out wrong. You can call Tracy, or I'd call Alyssa, but you can call Tracy as well. 414-329-1882. Tracy, thanks for listening. I hope all is well with you as well. Hey, before we get to the final couple of things on to consider if you find yourself working from home, AB&K, you know, I don't know if people realize how long you guys been around and how long you've been doing this, but can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So we've got, between all of the designers, we've got over 150 years of designer experience, and we've been in the business for remodeling for over 20 years. So we know what we're doing. We take in consideration all of the different things that are going on in the, you know, right now, and really adapting to that to make sure that we're providing the best service that we possibly can for our clients. And like I said, we're really excited about our virtual way of doing things. Or starting the process, at least. We'll be posting some things on our Facebook page first about it, and followed by our website. So just definitely make sure to find us on Facebook, like the page, and follow for more details on how to start that process.
Hey, listen, now that we know Tracy's listening, do we want to say how many of the 150 years that she would be responsible for? I'm not going there. I am not going. Yeah. Hey, look, in all kidding aside, man, she when she's here in studio, when anybody from AB&K is here in studio, the hour goes really quick. And I really appreciate how hard she works in this industry, and certainly the name that you guys have as an organization and as a group of designers is off the charts. So you guys do great work, and everybody knows that. So keep that up. Number six, as we talked about, if you're finding yourself at home, seven things to consider. We went through the first five. The fifth one was pump the brakes on social media. Number six is find someone who can help with tech issues. And that one's being written specifically, just so you know, specifically for me. Because I thank God every day for Tiffany Gresh, who works here. Because Tiffany is my pseudo-adopted daughter who gets me involved and makes me understand, takes the time to say, okay, here's how you do this. And you can do this from home, and let me show you how. So I have somebody that I go to with tech issues, and I think it's really important that you find somebody that can – if you're quick with it, but you just don't understand it, they can just kind of quickly do it. But if you're somebody like me, old grandfather of four, that it takes a little bit longer, that you find somebody like a Tiffany Gresh for me that will spend the time to say, okay, no, let me show you this again. You're doing this wrong. And she, believe it or not, has patience with me when it comes to that. So I think that's important.
I agree. Like I said before, the world definitely revolves around technology, and it's extremely helpful when you have someone you can lean on direct you in the right direction.
100%. And I know that, you know, I'm sure you're the one that helps Tracy. So thank you for that, by the way. Number seven, finally, when you work at home, well, you should work. Make sure you get your work done. And it's easier said than done. And, you know, there's a lot of distractions, as you know, Alyssa,
yeah.
you certainly know. But if you're working from home, and I watch my wife, and she is very diligent. She's very disciplined at making sure that she is working. And she makes sure that our kids know that her mom and her sister Kathy, and they know that, look, during the day, I know I'm at home, but I'm at work. And it took us a while, including me, a while to understand that. But again, number seven, when you're at home, you should work.
Yes, definitely. Like I said before, it's a speed bump, you know, learning that with a 3-year-old and the 4-month-old, my hours have changed when I'm able to, you know, get the most amount of work done. Obviously, it's a lot quieter when they go to bed at night. So I'm more of I'm more of a night owl than a morning person.
So you're even getting a little bit less sleep than you did, but you're okay with that. As long as you're working on good projects that certainly continue to keep you interested. One of the other things, and you had sent this to me, and we're not going to have time to really dig too deep into it, but mm-hmm. the idea of, look, now that you're spending more time at home, if at night or on the weekends, you can get your house more organized, whether it's the pantry or it's the basement or it's the office that you didn't even know you had. It's important to keep everything organized. And I know that the people at AB&K, you know, that's something you guys are really well versed in.
Yes. We can always come up with a really great ideas, you know, if it's mudroom to make that more functional, you know, keeping each person in the family have their own space, and that's obviously right now going to help eliminate some of those pathways for pathogens and everything else entering your home. If you have a space, you know, just to take off those shoes and coats and leave that at the door. Same thing, more and more people are working it from home, so home offices, even if it is, you know, creating within another room a workspace that's going to be functional for you. We've been, you know, switching out a large closet into an office space. There's a lot of things that we can definitely do to help make everyday life a little bit easier for our clients.
Yeah, I think it's really important at the end of the show to reiterate that AB&K is open for business. They're doing sales mm-hmm. and production. They are... keeping everybody safe. They're following all the directions they're supposed to be following, and yet they are still doing business. And as we talked about earlier in the show, 2 weeks ago, if you hated your kitchen and you hated your bathroom or your master bathroom or your basement, you know what? You still hate it. And in fact, as Alyssa said, and she's right, you even might hate it more now than you did then. You can go to AB&K, abnk.com. You can follow them on Facebook, like them on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, go to their website, or call them at 414-329-1882. 329-1882. And, you know, tell Matt thank you. I really appreciate it, Alyssa. So we'll look back at this because, again, you were the guinea pig for this whole thing, and you did great. I'm really happy with how this worked out. And tell Matt good luck with Superior Landscape Management, and I know that they'll have a big year over there. Thank you so much. Stay safe. Hug those kids, and make sure that when you're supposed to be working, you get to work, right?
Right.
That's awesome. Again, abnk.com, located South 108th Street in Greenfield, 414-329-1882. And remember, they're open for business. Alyssa, have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
You got it. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll be right back.